I always was curious if these two were truly his disciples, as Luke says, how come they did not recognize him? Well, Jesus maybe disguised himself. I don't know what he did. Maybe he put sunglasses and a hat or whatever. The fact is that they thought he was a stranger. Now, these things could happen. I tell you a true story. I had friends who lived in Monrovia, that's Southern California. Anyone knows where Monrovia is? Okay, because there's Monrovia in Russia, too. Anyway, and then after a few years, they moved to Detroit. And we haven't seen each other for about 20 years. Well, finally, one time, we kept contact by phone and Christmas cards. But one time I was going east and I said, I would like to go and maybe see them and stay a few days with them. So I called the husband, Benny. I said, Benny, I said, can you come pick me up and give him such a date and time? He said, okay. He said, one thing, just at the airport, stay by the ice cream parlor and don't move. Otherwise, I won't find you. Well, it happened I was a bit late. It was a very, very dark day, rainy, heavy rain, lightnings. So he came to pick me up, of course. He had a raincoat and he had a hat all the way low. You think he was a terrorist, you know? So I know later on that he passed me by about three times. I see this man going back and forth. But he didn't recognize me. I didn't recognize him either. So I went to the counter. United, I think it was. I said, I paged him. So I paged him. He was paging me from another counter. Well, finally, he came to the United counter and stayed like this, still with the hat on and everything. I am standing right by him. And look at this guy, you know. Finally, he took his hat. I said, Benny. He said, hey, Father David, he said. But I can't tell you from here what he said besides that, you know. Because this went for about 4 to 5 minutes. Anyway, when Jesus was crucified and died and was buried, it seemed to the disciples that it was all over. Sorrow, fear, and depression overtook them. They even forgot his promise that he will see them again. In these three simple words, we were hoping, Luke summarized the attitude of today's two disciples. They were depressed, under pressure. Their faith was fading away because Jesus, whom they loved and worshipped, had not lived up to their expectation. They needed enlightenment. Now, all of a sudden, in their moment of weakness and lack of faith, Jesus joined them and he set about building up their faith again by explaining the scriptures. He slowly brought them from unbelief to belief, from depression to hope, from blindness to sight, and finally they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. Their eyes were opened. Open eyes is a term mentioned 8 times in the New Testament, 6 times by Luke. The disciples began to comprehend now the mystery of Jesus, the suffering servant. They no longer needed to see him because their faith has been restored. Now we read from the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, which is really the first history book about the church, the Acts of the Apostles. Biblical scholars, in fact, suggest before you read the scripture, the first book you should read is the Acts of the Apostles. Now, in the Acts, we have a number of proclamations of the resurrection. Believe it or not, today, Simon Peter, who denied Jesus three times, "I do not know that man," he said. Now, Simon Peter is different. He recognized Jesus, but he was afraid to say so. "I do not know that man." But now, after the resurrection, he is full of courage, preaching Jesus to those who have condemned him to death. Today's gospel story becomes a reality at every Mass. We also believe in the resurrection. We are Alleluia people. The doctrine of the resurrection, in fact, believe it or not, is not built on the empty tomb, but is built on the impact that the risen Lord left on the early Christians. They became united. They became a believing community, full of love, hope, and trust in the risen Lord. Again today we come together to celebrate the Eucharist. The early Christians, every time they came together to celebrate the Eucharist, they felt the presence of Jesus. The oldest and most biblical name of the Mass we celebrate is the breaking of the bread. We already did the opening of scriptures in the readings, and now we will do the breaking of the bread, celebrate the Holy Eucharist. Here the scriptures at the Mass are explained. The bread is broken, and with faith we come to know Jesus, and our faith is restored. The ultimate encounter with the permanent presence of Jesus comes in the breaking open of God's word and in the breaking of bread, which is the Holy Eucharist. Every time we come together, as I said, we feel his presence. We know that we cannot see him, but we know that he is here, for he said so. "Do this in memory of me." The church has been faithful to that promise for over 2,000 years. Imagine, nonstop, the celebration of the Eucharist, over 2,000 years. Today, we let go our fear, we listen, and let our faith do the rest. Thomas Aquinas says, "For those who believe, no explanation is necessary. For those who do not believe, no explanation can be given." But we come here because we believe. And at the elevation of the bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ, our act of faith is the same act of faith that Thomas did after the resurrection. My God and my Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.